on the line now, I have Rose Wall from Community Law and Mediation. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning, John.
And thanks very much for taking the call. You're celebrating your 45th anniversary. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's some achievement, really, when you consider some of the funding difficulties we've had over the years. And we've managed to grow in terms of setting up a second office down at Limerick and expanding our services to include mediation. So it's quite an achievement. We're very proud.
Okay, give us a brief history of community law and mediation. It's probably around longer than you are, Rose, is it?
It is before I was born. So we were set up in 1975 and we were known as Coolock Community Law Centre. We were over in the shopping centre at the time. But we were set up by FLAC as part of the campaign for civil legal aid. There was no legal aid, no civil legal aid in Ireland at the time. And our office was set up as a prototype law centre, as an example to government as to what legal aid should look like. So we were supposed to be an example of maybe 30 versions of us across the country or more. Now, that didn't really work because we're based on a community model, which looks at community engagement, community empowerment, legal advice and representation, but also community education and law reform. So there's lots of different strands to our work. Whereas the legal aid scheme that was eventually set up in 1979 and put on a statutory footing in the 90s is much more of a service model. So it's kind of legal advice and representation based on the queries that are coming in the door rather than going out to communities and you know, providing a kind of education strand and looking at law reform and underlying issues of injustice and exclusion. So we kind of stuck around as this aberration in a way. And as I said, we had numerous funding difficulties over the years. And when we had those, the communities really rallied around us and protested and helped keep us going. And we did keep going. You know, we've been around. We've changed our name to first Northside Community Law Centre. We expanded our catchment area, but ultimately to Community Law and Mediation because we opened a second office down in Limerick, and we also expanded our services to include.
I lost you there for a second, Rose.
I was just saying that we renamed over the years because of the expansion in our services. So we're now called Community Law and Mediation, and we provide free legal advice and representation, free mediation services, education, and work in the area of law reform as well. So we've kind of quite a number of strands to our work.
Yeah, and your work, your mediation, and your advice, it's very varied. There's nothing too small or nothing too big that you just won't deal with or refer people onto.
No, and we provide advice in all areas of law, and if anybody, any of your listeners want to access the advice, they simply can call our number on 01-847-7804 to make an appointment, and they'll get an appointment over the phone to speak to a solicitor or barrister or whatever their issue is. And that can be on any area, whether it's family law or housing or social welfare or whatever that might be. But we focus our legal representation work on areas that aren't covered by the state civil legal aid scheme. So the state civil legal aid scheme would work primarily in criminal and family law, but it does do other work. So we focus our work on employment, equality, social welfare, access to education and other services, and housing and homelessness. So that's where most of our cases, and when I say cases, I mean going to the High Court, going to the Workplace Relations Commission, going to the Social Welfare Appeals Office. But we also provide a mediation service. So if any of your listeners are having a dispute with a family member, and that might be because they are separating from a partner and there's issues around access and maintenance, or they might be falling out with a sibling or a parent or whatever that might be, or indeed a neighbour, and we get a lot of neighbour disputes, to contact our service, again on the same number, 01-847-804, and we will link in with them, and if the case is suitable and if the other party agrees to it, because it is a voluntary process, we will assign mediators to deal with that issue and to assist the parties in trying to resolve the issue that they have.
And you do supply accompaniment to courts?
Yeah, so we provide, one of the services that we provide is legal representation.
Yeah.
So you know, we've limited capacity, obviously, to take that on because we're a small organisation, but we do take cases, as I said, to the High Court or to the Workplace Relations Commission or Social Welfare Appeals Office or wherever it might be, and we provide full legal representation in that case. So we'd have a solicitor assigned to the case and sometimes one or two barristers, depending on how complex the case is.
Yeah, and it's a terrible time we're going through at the moment. We're in lockdown and there's a pandemic out there. So how are you managing?
Well, we're managing well in that when the restrictions were first introduced in March, we immediately transferred our services service by Zoom. We provide our education services all through Zoom, all online, phone. So we were able to do that almost immediately, and all of our staff are working remotely. And that's worked well. And in fact, the numbers of people accessing our service has increased since March. And that's because we have kind of more capacity to help people all over the country, not just in North Dublin, because of how we're doing it. But also because of the pandemic, and for obvious reasons, people have more legal queries, they have more concerns, they have more...
Yeah, you keep breaking up, Ros. Are you there?
Yeah. I am there. Sorry, John. I don't know why that's breaking up. But I was just saying that there are increased levels of people accessing our services, particularly around employment law, housing law and family law during the pandemic.
Yeah, we know that domestic violence and all is increasing because people are practically locked in together.
Exactly. But so too, like, we've had a huge increase in the amount of people accessing our service in employment law issues for obvious reasons. So people are losing their jobs, or their terms and conditions are being changed, or they're being made redundant or being laid off. So we've had a lot of questions around that. And then also people who can't afford to pay their rent or their mortgage and what their situation is. So, you know, people are very worried, and they should access a service like ours if they're worried and need more information or advice. And what I would say, John, to your listeners is that, you know, because of the pandemic, you know, nothing has changed in terms of legal rights or responsibilities, you know, and there are timelines. So if somebody loses their job or are discriminated against or are treated badly, for example, there's 6-month time limits in employment and equality cases, and those time limits are ticking away regardless of the pandemic. So if people have an issue that they want to get information or advice on, I would really urge them to contact our service and not to leave too late before doing so.
Yeah, the sooner rather than later.
And, exactly.
And as we said earlier, there's nothing too small, nothing too large. You'll deal with everything.
Yeah, no, we will. In terms of our advice, we will deal with everything. And our mediation service is pretty much focused on family and neighbour disputes. And our representation service, as I said, is a bit more focused because we try to work in areas that the state doesn't. But if people have any questions, whether it's a legal question or in relation to a dispute, I would really urge them to contact our number on 01-8477-804.
Okay, and would you have experts on different legalities, for instance? Would you have somebody would be an expert on social welfare issues or, you know, family mediation?
Yes, so we have a legal team of solicitors, and each solicitor specialises in a particular area of law. So we have a manager, Solicitor Jane, specialises in employment and quality, and Siobhan in housing, and Ruth in social welfare, for example. We have another team down in Limerick. And then in terms of mediation, we have a panel of 56 volunteer mediators who, you know, each have their own experience, particularly around family and community mediation. So our staff and our volunteers are, you know, hugely experienced in the areas that they provide advice and assistance in.
It's great service, and I've been talking to you now for years, and you mentioned Jane there, and Jane is great admiration for Jane. She's great, takes on great cases.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there have been great cases over the years. You know, in the 45 years, we have taken cases that have, you know, changed the law and changed situation for people. Like, we'd one case, for example, back in, I think it was around 2010, and it related to a police piece of law which stated that if you couldn't pay a debt, you could be jailed. And we challenged the constitutionality of this, and we succeeded, so that the law was changed so that now you can only be jailed if you willfully refuse to pay a debt, which is a totally different situation. So that's just one example. There have been lots of other examples over the year of where we've taken cases that have been precedent cases that have changed the law or changed practice for people in similar situations to our client.
Yeah, no, there was another case that there was an elderly man, and they decided to stop his pension or cut his pension or something like that. And he took it on, and he was refunded.
Yeah, and we've taken on a number of pension cases, and one of the issues we're looking at is there's discriminatory provisions of the state pension in relation to how it impacts on older women who took time out of the workforce to look after their children. So we do look at things both from a kind of a precedent case point of view, if that's possible, and sometimes that isn't possible, because sometimes the law, you know, the law that's there doesn't work. And so then you look at it from the point of view of law reform, and you talk to politicians and policymakers and try to make changes that way. So that's a key part of our work too.
Yeah. And the centre here, the Civic Centre here, it's a great building, and there's great people in it. Like there's MABS, there's Citizens Information and yourselves, and it's all work in conjunction with each other. How is that working out now? Do you still get referrals from Citizens Information, for instance?
We do, I would say probably Citizens Information are our biggest referrer, not just in the civic offices, but other Citizens Information across Dublin and across the country. And we have a service that we provide both MABS and CIB, where we provide expert legal support to their staff on, you know, employment law issues or on debt law issues or whatever it might be. So we do work very much in collaboration with those bodies, and I think we work well with them, and they provide an important service too.
Yeah, it's great. And these are all working from home now, but you are still working. So if there's anybody listening and they have a problem and they're saying, oh my God, I didn't realise that I could get help with this, they can contact you on 01-847-7804, and then they'll be put on to the person who deals with their case.
That's right, and we've quite a quick turnaround time now. So if people ring, they should get an appointment in the next week or so. But either for our legal service or our mediation service. So I would really encourage people to ring if they're in difficulty, whether that's a legal difficulty or a dispute, and see whether our service can assist.
Okay, Rose, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
No, just as I said, to encourage listeners, if they are in difficulty, not to let it sit. I mean, that's a really important thing. And I think people sometimes think because all this other stuff is going on that maybe their legal issue can wait to be dealt with. And I'd really encourage people not to allow that to happen, to deal with it head on and to use the services that are there, and to emphasise we are a free service. So, you know, people don't have to pay for it, and that shouldn't be an obstacle to them.
Yeah, and sometimes people can be maybe afraid or embarrassed about talking about their problems. But I'd imagine you've dealt with nearly everything now at this stage in the last 45 years.
Absolutely, and our solicitors and barristers and our mediators, you know, they're very experienced. They've all been with our service for a long time. And we assist about 3,000 people a year with a range of issues and difficulties. So I suppose that there's probably nothing we haven't heard. And what I would say is, you know, our service is a very accessible service and a friendly service. So to say to people not to be intimidated to pick up the phone.
Okay, Rose, listen, once again, thank you very much for taking the call, and congratulations on 45 years.
Thanks very much, John.
Okay, and people can contact you on 01-847-7804.
That's right. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Rose. Thanks very much. Been great talking to you.